And now, his lips whispered against my jaw. Trees, I gasped. Motion sickness. He lifted his face to kiss my eyelids. Bella, you don't really think I would hit a tree, do you? No, but I might. There was no confidence in my voice. He smelled an easy victory. He kissed slowly down my cheek, stopping just at the corner of my mouth. Would I let a tree hurt you? His lips barely brushed against my trembling lower lip. No, I breathed. I knew there was a second part to my brilliant defense, but I couldn't quite call it back. You see, he said, his lips moving against mine. There's nothing to be afraid of, is there? No, I sighed, giving up. And he took my face in his hands almost roughly and kissed me in earnest, his unyielding lips moving against mine. There really was no excuse for my behavior. Obviously, I knew better by now. And yet I couldn't seem to stop from reacting exactly as I had the first time. Instead of keeping safely motionless, my arms reached up to twine tightly around his neck, and I was suddenly welded to a stone figure. I sighed, and my lips parted. He staggered back, breaking my grip effortlessly. "Damn it, Bella," he broke off, gasping. "You'll be the death of me, I swear you will."